It's the radio segment that just got banned from the public pool because he kept electrocuting everyone in the water.
Oh my gosh!
Laser stories.
Wow.
The segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe just like everyone else does, except we have a laser. And those other numbskulls don't. This first laser story is out of Vermont. 32-year-old Chris Marcris loves jumping out of planes. He says it's one of his favorite things to do.
Jeez. Oh my gosh.
But the other day, an odd thing happened during one of his high-flying adventures. After leaping from a plane, one of his legs came loose and flew away.
Oh my
what?
God!
That's not normal!
Did I mention Chris was a double amputee?
You say that before you say his leg fell off.
Oops, should have led with that one.
Just imagine blood gushing everywhere.
Yeah,
okay. Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
Oh.
His leg leaving his body makes a whole lot more sense.
It does, yeah.
Totally.
Anyway, after he got to the ground, he had no idea how to find it.
So he landed with one leg?
Yep.
Dude, that's impressive.
Right?
So Chris wrote on Facebook asking folks in the area to keep their eyes out, especially because he really needed to have that leg for mobility, and a replacement would be very expensive.
Yeah.
You even have to explain? It's like, hey, can I get my leg back?
It's a good point,
priority.
Jose.
Thank you.
One of the many people who saw the post was an eagle-eyed farmer named Joe Marzalkowski.
Okay.
He has the word cow in his name, and he's a farmer.
Okay.
As he was walking through the crops, he saw a random leg sticking out of the dirt.
What? He found it?
Yep.
And it landed like an arrow into the ground?
I guess so.
Dart?
Farmer Joe told a local news station that he got lucky.
He's very grateful that we were able to find it without running it over with a machine or something this fall during harvest, or God forbid the combine sucked it up and it would have destroyed it.
He's an old farmer. He's like, looks like the legs are sprouting this time of year. It's in season.
It's a grim thought, just a leg being sucked up by the combine.
Yeah.
Like, ooh.
Yeah.
In the end, Chris was reunited with his leg,
yay,
maybe with a few more scratches on it. And he says he's very grateful to Joe and the Facebook community for helping him with the search, saying there really are good people out there on social media.
Yeah.
Look at it. There's one in a million.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And they're in Vermont.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah, of course.
This next laser story is out of Murdoch, Florida. The fire department got a call the other night that an automobile was engulfed in flames.
What?
So police and firefighters both showed up at the scene to see the smoldering wreckage,
mm-hmm,
and the driver standing close by.
Uh-oh.
When they asked him what happened, he just looked down at the ground and admitted to authorities he'd been driving with a lit scented candle in his car.
What?
Oh, that's amazing.
What? Like, he's like, you guys, I know car fresheners are a good idea, but listen to what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So, of course, the question is why? Well, according to the police report, the man said the car hadn't smelled very good for the last few months.
Uh-huh.
So he had an idea to carry a scented candle in there every time he drove to make it smell better.
You have an active fire in your car every day?
But the thing is, how long did he do this before his car actually caught on fire? I bet it worked for a while.
I know. And it smelled like funfetti cake inside.
Yeah.
So pleasant.
Cinnamon rolls.
But on that night, he apparently attempted to do too much at once. While holding the candle, he stopped off at a Taco Bell and got some late night snacks as well.
He held the candle?
Amazing.
I imagined it sitting somewhere. I didn't know he was holding.
The car must smell so bad, he has to hold it right up to his nose in order to not smell the stink.
This is awesome.
He's like taking stuff from the drive-thru window with one hand. Sorry, hold on.
I can see him lifting it out to the drive-thru delivery person. You want to smell? It's really good. Here.
So as he was getting his fast food, that's when he dropped the candle.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it landed on some papers, which caught fire.
No.
Nobody got time for that.
That's so his car was a mess.
Yeah.
Maybe he should clean it and it wouldn't smell so bad.
The man pulled over and ran over to a restaurant garbage can to try and fill him up with water, but it was already too late. By the time he got back, the entire car was up in flames.
No!
Oh, but the saddest part, did he get his dinner out beforehand?
Yeah, the Taco Bell. Is
yeah,
okay?
That's not in there. But I bet it was a very nice-smelling car fire.
Yeah, it's a good point.
As for the car, though, it was a total loss. But fortunately, no one was injured. And the fire department put out a reminder that you should not drive with a lit candle in your car.
The things
every time.
The people have to tell people. Yeah. They're hilarious.
Do we have to let them know this, Bob?
Yeah.
Do Louie?
Well, they said don't drive with a lit candle. They did not specify a lit scented candle, so those are still okay.
I see.
This next laser story is out of Food News. Remy Lebesque is an engineer at Tesla, but he's also been moonlighting as a chocolate designer.
Tasty.
What? I would
Makes
not put
those sense.
Together.
What goes better with electric cars than chocolate?
Now, Remy's been making news because he's working with a company called Dandelion Chocolate in San Francisco to engineer the perfect chocolate chip.
What?
Double rainbow. Oh, my God.
Now I'm not making fun of
I know.
Anymore.
Talk Let's... to me. How could we get better?
Basically, he's applying all of his knowledge around industrial design and engineering to chocolate chips, and he came up with a new shape that he claims make the chips taste better and melt smoother.
Really?
Creamy. Oh, my gosh.
Instead of that kind of teardrop-looking shape,
right.
Flat teardrop?
I only know teardrop and then the chunky ones. That they just don't care. They're crumbles.
Yeah,
you know?
They're just like they took a hammer to it.
Exactly.
After a lot of experimentation, the chips wound up looking like little pyramids. And apparently, they really are better than normal chocolate chips.
Okay.
But if you want them, it's going to cost you. Dandelion made them out of super premium chocolate. So for a bag that's just over 1 pound, you're going to have to pay $30.
Whoa!
Jeez, bro, I'll stick to Hershey's. I'm good, dog.
$30?
When I'm feeling bougie, I'll go to Nestle.
I mean, how good are we talking?
I mean, they must be pretty good. That is roughly 10 times the cost of a bag of Nestle Toll House chocolate chips.
Dude!
Once the story got out, one online commenter said, "It's good to see some of the finest engineering minds using their talents like this."
Yeah. There's nothing else they could use them on right now.
I don't
think
so.
Nothing going on in the world that would be helpful.
This next laser story is out of the world of Woof.
Yay, puppies!
Now, we don't mean to be insulting, but would your name work better if you were a dog?
Dude, my best friend's name is Lily, and everyone says, "Oh, my dog's name is Lily."
No way! I've never heard that of my name.
Someone posted random names online and asked people if each one is a better name for a dog or for a person.
Okay.
Over 150,000 people voted, and here's what they said. Names on the list that they say work better for a dog include Buddy, Milo, Ginger, Bo, Bruno, Tucker, Coco, Marley, Trixie, and Roscoe.
Okay, I don't know that many people.
I could go either one except for Trixie. Trixie definitely has to be a dog's name.
A dog or a stripper.
Yeah.
Yeah, an old
or
stripper.
A dog stripper.
Oh.
Ooh, hey.
I think we have a business that we're going to start after this.
Oh my gosh.
But names that work better for a person, they say, are Charlie, Sammy, Maddie, Tanner, and Lucy. Lucy is the name of my housekeeper that I grew up with.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's
it
right.
Brought a tear to my eye just reading that name.
Oh, my God. My sister-in-law named her first daughter after their family dog.
Oh, my. After the dog? Or
it
the
had already
versa?
Died, so it took us a while to get used to it, but yeah.
Some names they thought would work exclusively for turtles include Shelly, Speedy, Scooter, Ninja, and Doorstop.
They're all funny names.
Yeah.
I love it.
This guy sure lives up to his name. Pumper Shellington III.
Oh,
very
affordable. Doing
is.
Exactly what his daddy taught him how to do.
A wealthy turtle.
That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe. It means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again, same time on Monday.